بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم ما بعد عن ابي محمد السدي بن عجلان الباهلي رضي الله تعالى عنه قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يخطب في حجة الوداع فقال اتقوا الله وصلوا خمسكم وصوموا شهركم وادوا زكاة اموالكم واطيعوا امراءكم تدخلوا جنة ربكم رواه الترمذي في اخر كتاب الصلاة وقال حديث حسن صحيح. This hadith, we discussed it briefly yesterday. The narrator, Abu Umama Suday bin Ajlan, Bahili radiallahu ta'ala, and he says that I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whilst he was giving khutbah in the Hajjatul Wada'a, that is the farewell pilgrimage, he said, fear Allah and perform your 5 daily salah, fast in the month of Ramadan, discharge your zakat, and obey your leaders, those who are appointed Amir over you. If you will do this, تَدْخُلُوا جَنَّةَ رَبِّكُمْ, you will enter the Jannat of your Rabb. That is, you will enter into Jannat. We mentioned in a little bit detail yesterday with regards to the importance of adhering to the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the special importance that Sahaba-i-Kiram gave to those advices that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave on his Hajjatul Wada', that is his farewell pilgrimage. If you look at this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, basically the 5 tenets of Islam are mentioned. That is salah, fasting, discharging of zakat, etc. And in that, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that a person who does this, one addition we find in this hadith, wa ati'u umara'akum. That is, obey those who are appointed as your leaders or amir over you. We find that similar other narrations of ahadith, we find that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that obey your amir even though it may be an Abyssinian slave, maybe a person of very low social status, but if he is appointed as amir over you, you have to obey him. There's one lengthy hadith which explains this in more detail, where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that ala wa inna rahal islami da'ira faduru ma'al kitabi haythu dar. He said that the grinding mill of Islam is on the move. So take the Kitab of Allah, take the Quran and move with it. Then he said, أَلَا وَإِنَّهُ سَيُوَلَّى عَلَيْكُمْ أُمَرَىٰ إِنْ أَطَعْتُمُوهُمْ أَضَلُّوكُمْ وَإِنْ خَالَفْتُمُوهُمْ قَتَلُوكُمْ وَإِنَّ الْكِتَابُ وَالسُّلْطَانَ سَيَخْتَلِفَانَ فَلَا تُخَالِفُ الْكِتَابُ. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave a prophecy which is attested to if you look at the history of Islam. Throughout the ages, illa mashallah, after the age of the 4 righteous khalifs, that is Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman and Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhum, generally we find that the ruling classes, those who are appointed as amir or khulafa over the ummah, illa mashallah, majority of them were not on deen. And they did not assist the deen of Allah very much. Throughout the ages, this is generally the principle or the what had occurred. This is why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَإِنَّ الْكِتَابَ وَالسُّلْطَانَ سَيَخْتَلِفَانَ فَلَا تُخَالِفُ الْكِتَابَ. He said, as the time passes, you will find on one hand the Shariat of Allah, that is the Kitab of Allah. On the other hand, you will find your rulers. He said that opposition will occur. That is, the rulers will not adhere to Shariat. They will become an obstacle, in fact, on practicing upon deen. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when that occurs, then he said, فَلَا تُخَالِفُ الْكِتَابَ. Then do not go against Shariat, do not go against deen. He said, such rulers will come over you that if you obey them, you will go astray. If you oppose them, they will kill you. In other words, they will become oppressive rulers over you. They will compel you to go against the Shariat, to go against deen. So Sahaba-i-Kiram asked that, Ya Rasulullah, at that time, what must we do? So we find on the one hand, this hadith where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, obey your rulers. What is meant here, ulama say, is that when they command you with that which is within the parameters of Shariat, then in every circumstance you must obey those who are appointed as rulers over you. However, when they oppose the Shariat, when they go against the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at that time, what must you do? So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Sahaba ikram asked that, Ya Rasulullah, what must we do? He said, Kunu ka ali Isa, hummilu ala al-akhshab, wa nushiru bil manashir, fa walladhi nafsu Muhammadin biyadihi, lamitatun fi ta'atillah khayrun min al-hayati fi ma'asiyatil khaliq. He said, become like the true companions of Isa alayhi salam. They were crucified. Their bodies were cut into pieces, but they adhered to the Shariat, that was revealed at that time. And then he said, I take an oath upon that being in whose hands lies my life. It is better for you to die in the obedience of Allah. It is better for you to die in the obedience of Allah than living in the disobedience of Allah. So from this ulama extract this, that those who are appointed as your rulers or your amir, obey them in every circumstance, as long as what they are commanding you is within the shariat. If they go against the shariat, then it is this principle where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, it is better for you to die in the obedience of Allah than living in the disobedience of Allah. Another important point from this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam we find is that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned just a few things. He said, make salah, fast in the month of Ramadan, pay your zakat, obey your amir, and you will enter into Jannah. A lot of times, people come and ask this question, that we heard this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one hadith, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, person who reads kalima, Allah makes Jahannam haram upon him. Some ahadith we hear, a person who dies on the day of Jumu'ah, or a person who becomes shaheed, or a person who does certain things, we find briefly one amal is mentioned and Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says such a person is a jannati. Like in one hadith it comes, man salla al-bardain dakhal al-jannah. That person who reads Fajr and Isha Salah with Jamaat, Jannat is guaranteed. One hadith Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, man kana akhiru kalamihi la ilaha illallah dakhal al-jannah. That person whose last words are la ilaha illallah will enter into Jannat. So sometimes people come and ask this question, does it mean now that Jannat is guaranteed for such a person? We find that what is meant by such ahadith, when Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions certain amal and he says dakhal al-jannah, it means, it stresses the importance of those amal. It means that such amal are prerequisites for the entry into Jannat. But we should not fall into this trap where we feel that now Jannat is guaranteed for such a person. That is not the meaning of such ahadith. In fact, this discussion which I've started, time is limited, there's much more detail in it. But one simple example, we find where this is explained. One sahabi comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he says, Shahidtu an la ilaha illallah wa annaka Rasulullah. وَصَلَّيْتُ الْخَمْسِ وَأَدَّيْتُ الزَّكَاةَ مَالِي وَسُمْتُ شَهْرَ رَمَضَانِ. Same thing what is mentioned in this hadith. He says, Ya Rasulullah, I believe that there is no God besides Allah and that you are the Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I read my 5 times salah. I pay my zakat and I fast in the month of Ramadan. So what is the question? That Ya Rasulullah, am I now a jannati? Is my jannat guaranteed? So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, مَنْ مَاتَ عَلَى هَذَا كَانَ مَعَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصِّدِّيقِينَ وَالشُّهَدَاءَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. He said, a person who will die doing these things, Allah will raise him with the Anbiya, with the Siddiqeen, with the Shuhada. In other words, these are those amal which will give you Jannat. They are the prerequisites of Jannat. However, there must not be an obstacle to it. There must not be an obstacle to it. This is why Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that if you die upon this, Allah will raise you with the Siddiqeen, with the Shuhada on the Day of Judgment. Allah will give you that position as long as مَا لَمْ يَعُقَّ وَالِدَيْ. In this hadith, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentions one obstacle. Make your salah, pay your zakat, fast in the month of Ramadan, fulfill the tenets of deen. Allah will raise you with the anbiya, with the siddiqeen, with the shuhada, as long as you were not disobedient to your parents. As long as you were not disobedient to your parents. In other words, as long as there wasn't other amal that become an obstacle to this. In one hadith, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, لَا يَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةَ قَاطِعٌ. That person who will break off family ties, despite all his good deeds, he will not enter into Jannah. In other words, to warn us that with the good deeds, there should not be any obstacles. One hadith, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, man kana fi qalbihi mithqalu habbatin min khaddalin min kibr, la yadkhulul Jannah. That person in whose heart there is even an iota of pride will not enter into Jannah. So here we are warned that do not let these obstacles come into place. Stay away from that which Allah made haram. Definitely, salah, zakat, hajj, etc. These are things which will give you Jannat. But abstain from those things which bring the wrath of Allah or the anger of Allah. Allah give us tawfiq.